Nazir Perek Vav Mishnehei. Shlosha Minin Asun Ben Nazir. There are three things that a Nazir is Asur with. Hatuma, Vatiglachas, Vayetzim Negevim. Tuma, he's not allowed to become Tame. Tiglachas, he's not allowed to shave. Vayetzim Negevim, he's not allowed to have anything that comes out of grapes. Chomer Batuma Uvatiglachas, Mi Vayetzim Negevim. There's a chumra, there's more of a stringency by tuma and shaving, more so than from having grapes drinking wine. Why? Because by tuma and teglachas, if he becomes tame or shaves, he's uprooting something. Either he has to count all over again, and also when it comes to shaving his hair, it depends on how far in he is and how much time he has left. It'll uproot counting and it'll uproot days. But even though it's usher for him to drinking wine doesn't affect the time lapse and the amount of time he needs to count. It's usher for him to drink wine, but it doesn't uproot anything with the counting, and he can continue on and finish his nazirus. But by tumah, like the Rav says, the Torah says, "Vayom harishonim yiplu." They fall off no matter what. And the reason that we said in the past, by hair, when a person cuts his hair, he has to make sure, basically what we said is that he has to make sure he has a chup. At the end, a substantial chup when he cuts it. It's got to be a 30-day chup, a 30-day head of hair. Because the Torah says, Gadel pera sarosho. And a gidul pera always means, there's no such thing as a gidul pera less than 30 days. Mishnah continues, Chomer bayotzim en agefen mi batuma uvitaglachas. But there's one aspect that wine is more chomer than the other two. Sheyotzim en agefen lo huter miklalo. Because when it comes to yotzim en agefen, something that comes from grapes, wine, lo huter miklolo. You're never going to find any situation where it's mutter. Normally, there's a concept of asei docha los asei. When there's an avera, and you have a mitzvah to do something, so the mitzvah is docha the avera. So one would think, when you have a mitzvah to do something with wine, that mitzvah should override, if a nazir has a mitzvah, it should override the avera that a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the case that's given by the Rishonim is by a shvua. If a nazir makes a shvua to drink wine, there's a mitzvah, he has to drink the wine. But nevertheless, there's a gzeris akasav here that tells us, don't do this. Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. Extra words. The Torah already said that he's not allowed to drink wine. You're not allowed to eat grapes. So it's coming to aser even a wine of a mitzvah. And treat it just like wine that's not a mitzvah. The reason that we've shown him don't use as an example of wine of a mitzvah, kiddush, because there's no mitzvah min haTorah that you have to drink wine for kiddush. It could be that you're mekayim a mitzvah midiyoraisa, if the kiddush is diyoraisa, and you're mekayim it by drinking wine, but you could be mekayim kiddush on challah and even with words. But this case of a shvua, there is a mitzvah midiraisa to make sure that you drink this wine. Nevertheless, the Torah says, when it comes to wine of a nazir, he never drinks it, no matter what, even by a mitzvah. You don't say asay doicha lois asay. V'tumah v'tiglachas hutru miklolon. But when it comes to tumah tiglachas, there are examples where it's mutter. What are they? B'tiglachas mitzvah uv'meis mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah for him to shave, so let's say he's a mitzora, a nazir that happens to be a mitzora. So this mitzora has a mitzvah to shave his hair when he becomes tahar, because asay doicha lois asay, even if he's a nazir. And a meis mitzvah, like the Torah says, lo aviv uli'imo lo yitame. Only to his father and his mother, but he is mitame to a meis mitzvah, like the Gemara darshins in a few places. V'chaymi batuma mi batiglacha. So here the Mishnah is saying that within these two, you should know that tumah is more chomer than shaving, shatumah seseres hakol, because no matter what, tumah always uproots all of the counting. You have to start all over again. V'chayavin aleha karban. Not only that, one has to bring a karban after he's tame, before he starts counting again. V'tiglachas, einos seseres ele shloshim yom, v'ein chayavin aleha karban. Tiglachas, shaving, it only uproots 30 days. According to the Rav, that means a maximum of 30 days, just because you need to have, according to those Rishonim, you need to have enough of that hair. Vein chayavin aleha karban. And there's no carbon one has to bring if he cuts his hair during the nazirus process, before he continues and starts counting the 30 days.